Nolte, 53 times the establishment media said Chinese or Wuhan virus. By John Nolte on March 18, 2020. The establishment media continue to prove how unserious they are about this pandemic by freaking out over President Trump correctly referring to the Wuhan coronavirus as the Chinese virus, when the truth is that they themselves did this over 50 times. The Chinese are desperate to blame the American military for this outbreak. And as Commander-in-Chief, Trump is absolutely correct to set the record straight. Nevertheless, even as President Trump announced something as consequential as invoking the Defense Production Act, like a couple of bratty girls, staffers at PBS and NBC attacked Trump at his Wednesday briefing as racist for accurately pointing out where the virus originated. Here's NBC using dozens of bias incidents as emotional blackmail to stop the president from being concise and accurate about this pandemic. Here's a staffer for the welfare queens at PBS using an unnamed source to cry baby. Here's NBC's Richard Engel proving he does not take this pandemic seriously as he does China's public relations work. Sorry, these are just not serious people. To begin with, as has been previously documented, there is long-standing precedent for naming a disease or virus after the place it originated, or where it was located, or where a notable outbreak occurred. This includes Lily White Lyme, Connecticut, home of Lyme disease. So, suddenly, this long-held practice that does not discriminate, does? Of course not. But here we are, staring down the throat of a worldwide pandemic that has already shut down our economy, and the media simply refuse to take the crisis seriously, choosing instead to continue to play their partisan gotcha games. Americans are desperate for information from their president, and these partisan babies are doing everything to distract from the issue at hand. A serious media would not behave this way. Worse still, it was, as is documented below, this very same media, from pretty much every network and publication, that spent months seeding the terms Wuhan virus and Chinese virus, and variations of that, into the American lexicon. We call it the Wuhan virus because the media called it that for months. We call it the Chinese virus because the media called it that for months. As you will see below, between the written list, which has been floating around for a while, and the video compilation, we're talking about at least 53 times. And you know there are more instances out there. Japan and Thailand confirm new cases of Chinese coronavirus. The New York Times, January 15, 2020. The CDC and Homeland Security begin screening for Chinese coronavirus at three major U.S. airports as outbreak spreads in Asia. CNBC, January 17, 2020. Vaccine for new Chinese coronavirus in the works. CNN, January 20, 2020. First U.S. case of potentially deadly Chinese coronavirus confirmed in Washington State. Washington Post, January 21, 2020. Chinese coronavirus outbreak has reached U.S. shores, CDC says, Los Angeles Times, January 21, 2020. The first case of the Chinese coronavirus has hit the U.S., CDC reports, BuzzFeed, January 21, 2020. First case of Chinese coronavirus confirmed in Washington State, NBC's Today Show, January 24, 2020. Chinese coronavirus infections, death toll soar as fifth case is confirmed in U.S., Washington Post, January 26, 2020. Japan confirms case of new Chinese virus, spread is concerning, Reuters, January 15, 2020. How the Chinese virus outbreak impacts Lunar New Year travel. National Geographic, January 24, 2020. China coronavirus spreads before symptoms show. BBC, January 26, 2020. Over 1,000 likely infected by Wuhan virus in China. Study, Al Jazeera, January 18, 2020. Stop the Wuhan virus, Nature magazine editorial, January 21, 2020. China confirms Wuhan virus can be spread by humans. CNN, January 22, 2020. First U.S. case reported of deadly Wuhan virus. Wall Street Journal, January 22, 2020. Here are the symptoms of the deadly Wuhan coronavirus and when you should be worried. Business Insider, January 22, 2020. Something far deadlier than the Wuhan virus lurks near you. Kaiser Health News, January 24, 2020. With Wuhan virus genetic code in hand, scientists begin work on a vaccine. Reuters, January 24, 2020. The Wuhan virus, how to stay safe, foreign policy, January 25, 2020. Something far deadlier than the Wuhan virus lurks near you. USA Today, January 29, 2020. 10-year-old boy raises fears Wuhan virus could spread undetected. Bloomberg, January 29, 2020. Your questions about Wuhan coronavirus. Answered, National Public Radio, January 30, 2020. Will the Wuhan virus become a pandemic? The Economist, January 30, 2020. Note, the photo in this article was on their cover for this issue. This fantastic video compilation includes over 30 instances of CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, and others drumming Wuhan and Chinese into our heads. As I mentioned in my countdown of 11 lies the media have already told about the Wuhan coronavirus. To sum this up, the fake news media flood these words and terms into the American lexicon, and then sanctimoniously turn around and attack those who repeat them as racist. These are not good people. And they're certainly not serious people. But just don't call them the enemy of the people because, that would be wrong. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.